What do you do when you're really bored at meetings? He gazes at his neatly polished shoes and stares at the girl who sits beside him. He kissed her at the Christmas office do. Time is anchored to this place. He's trapped in a net and can't escape. So he pictures the girl in his mind's eye as a long agenda drags by. For he's on a salacious rant, he's wearing Lynx deodorant, and he closes those lascivious eyes in case that young girl may realize the depth of depravity at the weekly admin DLT. For he's got her in a swimming suit, she's got a tin of Del Monte fruit, and there are pomegranates with those funny little bits. He sees them dribbling down from her cherry red lips. That's how that chick should be. She is a pineapple chunk in lingerie. And what does she do when she's bored at meetings? She gazes at her trendy Topshop shoes, ignoring the geek who sits beside her. She met him at the Christmas office do. And so indignant, can hardly speak, she's been ogled by the ghastly little geek. You know the Christmas do went so pear-shaped when that funny little chap, he had a bunch of grapes, fell drunk and he tried to snog her by the Xerox photocopier. So she dreams of the end of her day. She's got a glass of Chardonnay, and she catches the news with a copy of Heat, saying what is going on Coronation Street. Celebrity gossip or fact? And why was that love child black? And the minutes they've been approved, but she's not quite back in the groove. You see, the crash diet, well, it was a terrible mistake when she had several portions of chocolate cake and his Weight Watchers when she gets paid. I would hate to be a plump bridesmaid. You see, a friend is getting married who is having a kid by a 60-year-old boy named Offset, and it's back to reality at the weekly admin DLT. What do you do when you're really bored at meetings? Your boss delivers a new strategic plan, so well versed in the art of power napping, but a snore will not impress this man. And the heat of the meeting carries on, and there are fantasies flying all around. You see, the man who made that agenda list is a meeting's fundamentalist. He loves the sound of his voice, and we clap like seals, though not through choice. And the flames of boredom are rising higher. We're all condemned to that eternal fire, fallen asleep and died, and the paint has hardly dried. And the sound of his voice, he's so inspired, he extends the meeting for another hour, and time stands still for all as we're dragged into his great black hole. What do you do when you're really bored at meetings?